A few questions regarding gratitude. Gratitude is a fairly simple concept. Merriam-Webster defines gratitude as the state of being grateful, thankfulness. Simple. We feel gratitude for any number of reasons in our everyday lives. Sometimes we're grateful for the little things. Maybe mom and dad sent us a little bit of money today. Last week we really enjoyed that small bite of our buddy's sandwich. A few days ago, a sibling left the last cookie in the pantry thinking you might want it. Other times we're grateful for big gestures. Imagine if someone were to buy you a new car, or maybe broke the bank to get you tickets to a show to see your favorite band. Conventionally, we would appreciate any of the above scenarios, but we wouldn't quite react in the same way for each one. If we were to say thank you in each case, we would be fulfilling the definition of gratitude, but our gratitude might not stop there. If we return the favor instead of saying thank you, are we still showing gratitude? If we smile or shout with joy, would that register as a stronger level of gratitude? We hardly ever stop to think about how our differing actions of gratitude may be perceived in comparison to the countless thank yous we dole out. I began to question our perception and understanding of gratitude, leading me to ask myself the following questions. Does gratitude always have to be given to people? On a warm afternoon, I sit in my spot on the couch with the recliner out and my mug of tea steaming at my side. I leaf through the pages of my book and feel content. It is my Sunday. Well, technically, it might be another day of the week, but given my erratic and full work schedule, it is my Sunday. I am so focused on the images of nature that Kerouac's Dharma Bumps paints into my mind that I lose track of reality. Time ceases to exist, and the room melts away into the mug of tea. I'm enjoying myself so much that I'm not even realizing I'm enjoying myself. Something grabs my mind and shoves me back into the real world. I instantly become aware of my feelings of contentment, and I feel fulfilled. No words were spoken, considering there is nobody to thank for my enjoyment. I didn't have to return any kind of favor or give any indication of my gratitude to the empty room, because the empty room, frankly, did not care. What if thank you doesn't feel like it's quite enough to measure up to your feelings of gratitude? It's a chilly weeknight in early October, and I'm having dinner with some close friends and roommates. I can barely make out the sound of meat sizzling on the stove over Mac DeMarco's voice. There's bread warming up that I didn't see go into the oven, but I know it's there because of the smell of melting butter and roasting garlic. Maybe I helped stir some sauce, but I didn't have to lift a finger to cook this meal. It's just a plate of spaghetti, but that first bite really just hit the spot. Of course, thanks are given to the chef, but as I chew through that first bite, my gratitude for the moment stays steady. I feel peaceful and proud of my company. I'm thankful to have a full belly, and I realize that my thank you just didn't really capture exactly what I'm feeling. I casually take care of the dishes after the meal is over, perhaps subconsciously trying to further express my gratitude. What if thank you isn't quite necessary every time? It's the summer of 2020, and I'm living with my parents. It's the end of a long day. There's an ache in my lower back, and my legs have decided that they no longer want to be attached to my body, and they're definitely letting me know. My mind was empty and numb during the rush hour car ride home from work. I literally feel like a pile of mush. I haven't eaten in at least 8 hours, but I can't really remember. As I try to carry all my belongings from the car into the house, I find the door locked. I start getting warm with frustration as I try to find my keys with my hands full of junk. After dropping a few things, I get the door open, but I'm starting to get hot with anger. I toss all my things in a pile on the bed and head straight for the fridge. In a Tupperware is a very polite-looking steak that is sitting quietly next to a handful of greens and a happy little pile of potatoes. I feel my worries drain down from the top of my head until the food takes its place in my body. I am now collected. I am now calm. I am now happy. I am thankful that the food was there. There's always a meal ready for me to heat up after I get off of work while I'm under my parents' roof. Thank you isn't said, but gratitude is felt. Gratitude is a simple feeling, but is expressed in many complex ways. That one word can carry so many different meanings and signify so many different actions, but we recognize it all the same. Becoming cognizant of the little ways we show thankfulness instantly makes gratitude more pertinent in life, and adds just another reason to be thankful in the end. Find things to be grateful for, and be mindful of how you show your gratitude.